Welcome to the Come Sit Down Show. In each episode, we dive deep into heartfelt conversations. So find a cozy spot and come sit down as we talk friendship, family, and faith. Well, welcome to this episode of the Come Sit Down Show. Listen, we are going to be talking about forgiveness. And the rebuilding.
Yes.
So let's get started. I know that we can have multiple episodes about forgiveness and what people perceive it to be, what people understand it to be, how people deal with it, where it comes from, where is it going, where did you get it from? So we're going to get started talking about it.
Yes.
You know, so let's start with, why does forgiveness look different to some people? Why does forgiveness look different to some people? And that's a really good question, because it does. Yeah. So let's start with you, Daree.
Yes. I feel like it's people's foundation of understanding, you know, because even growing up, you forgive, but you don't forget. Mm. And as I've matured, that's not really forgiveness, right? So it's like, oh, you're still holding on to something. Mm. So I think it believes... It depends on your faith. It depends on your understanding. It depends on your experiences. It depends on your relationships. It depends on the time that you have sat with God. Because I've had different understandings of forgiveness based on the maturity and the time I've spent with God. So he had to teach me about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was learning. The biggest part of it was learning to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding of how he forgives us and throw into a sea of forgiveness, which was a foreign concept to me for a long time. So I believe it just depends on people's experiences, their maturity. And that will shift what you understand in life.
Yeah.
They just tell us, keep on living.
Yeah.
Right.
But
then you learn a lot more. I'm a lot more forgiving now.
Yeah.
Things were hard and fast when I was 17 and 22.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, let's learn a little bit more. Let's keep on. And my default now is to forgive. Where my default before was like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you a question about something that you said. So you spoke of forgiving yourself and how you had to learn. Now, should that be any different in forgiving someone else?
Right. To me, it shouldn't. But I had operated as it were. So I was quick to forgive other people, or so I thought. My own self, I would hold on and remind myself of mistakes that I'd made. So there wasn't a sea of forgetfulness or grace
for you
that I'd given for myself.
Right.
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 And so that was real. And I had to, and also through that, look at, was I really forgiving other people?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's good.
And why is it easier to forgive someone else than it was for myself?
Yeah.
So it took me back into learning to love myself. Then I could really better love other people to me.
That's good. What about you, Ken?
You know, I think it's a loaded question.
It's extremely loaded.
The deck is stacked. Lived experience.
Yep.
Perhaps a person has never seen true forgiveness model before them, or their definition or reality of forgiveness is different than yours. All of that becomes a part. And the only way that I have been able, by the grace of God, to completely forgive where I am in my life now is because the scripture is very clear. If you don't, I won't.
Yes.
And I have decided that no person, place, or thing is worth my losing access to God's forgiveness. So yes, it's absolutely going to look different for different people. And we march to a different drum. Like you have a different benchmark in terms of who you forgive or don't, or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
But I have to release it quickly, because I'll create scenes 1 through 10, the intro and outro. The whole CONs. So I have to, you know, shut it down hard and fast. Otherwise, it absolutely will fester. And the thing about unforgiveness, we're talking about forgiveness, but unforgiveness will eat you from the inside out. That's the other thing. So literally we'll just chip at that core and make forgiveness and trust, which we'll, I know we're going to tackle later, they go hand in hand, will make them both difficult. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how I remember that scripture acutely in my mind.
Yes.
If you do not forgive, I will not forgive mm-hmm. you. And I can't find a scripture that lends to an exception. Yeah.
I said what I said.
And I have to, but there are multiple reasons why I look different for people. My priority is my heart posture needs to stay in alignment with the word, which is you forgive,
mm-hmm.
period. Mm-hmm. You can look at the 70 times 7 scripture. Yep. Like there's no room for, so yeah, multiple reasons why, but it also helps me become, it has helped me become more benevolent of others because I understand, and I'm nobody's perfect Christian, but I understand that we all look through a different lens. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
you know, it could be off with your head with the smallest things,
mm-hmm. yeah,
but you'll tolerate a lot over here. Yeah. I can't get caught in the mire of all of that.
Yeah.
You forgive.
Yep. Period.
So. And have an understanding. I think that's something people hear the word
mm-hmm.
and do not have a full understanding of it. Number one, the scripture does bring about a full understanding.
I mean,
and what got me with in the word is the chains.
Mm-hmm.
Is the chains. The enemy didn't put chains on that person. God put those chains on that person because you did not forget. Mm-hmm. The jailers have you.
Jesus, that's good.
You're not coming out of that because mm-hmm. that's not, you can pray, break by.
Yeah.
You're not breaking that particular chain because that didn't come from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So having an understanding in the part of forgiveness, it is a process. People mm-hmm. can say, oh, I just forgive. I think it's extremely foolish because anything in life, anything good that the Lord has ordained must be tested.
Amen.
So you could come back around with that person mm-hmm. or with that same situation again, multiple Correct. Times yes. over, because it's something in you
right.
that mm-hmm. he's trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to bring the inside of you out.
Yes.
Something that's that he's correcting. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a word and, oh, let me go and hug you. And no, it hits you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He reveals to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very broad thing. Some people who've had heinous things done to them. Mm-hmm. That person just walked down the street and just, you know, did some things to people that were walking by. I forgive them. And other people be like, no, give them 80 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does not mean, listen to this, it doesn't mean that they both didn't forgive them.
Yeah, wow. That's true.
They wanted two different, I would say, repercussions for
mm-hmm.
that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wanted two different types of recompense.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think it really goes back to what you both said about the lens that you're seeing through.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people can forgive and still be like best buddies. And the other people like, no, I have to have my trust goes through God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about this? I love this next question. We're just talking about trust. Trust, respect, and honor. Does that go out the window when someone has offended you to where you fall into unforgiveness? Let me start with you, Cam.
It has. Throughout life, it doesn't today, but there was a time, you know, throw the whole thing away,
mm-hmm.
you know, where now, no matter what happens to a relationship, for example, I wouldn't share our trade secrets or situations you may have entrusted me in. Those are just below the belt non-negotiables that I just would never.
Yeah.
I would never.
Yeah.
And I think it ties into all of that trust, respect, and honor. I honored, you know, our present, past, and what we had.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to toss all of that. So no matter what happens to the relationship, and if there's been a breach and an offense, mm-hmm. distrust, whatever you want to call it, I'm still called to honor.
Yes.
I'm beginning to smile because it's so beautiful. No compromise. I can't find nowhere in the book where I get a pass on that. So if my heart is leaning that far in, then I'll have to pull back and God needs to deal with me because I'm not going to entreat a person that I don't honor and respect. I may not like your behavior.
There you go.
I may not like your attitude. I may think you're arrogant and pompous. That has nothing to do with me honoring you. Now, my trust may look a little different. What I trust you with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your behavior is going to tell me what I can trust you with.
Yes.
But no trust, sis.
Yes.
I mean, we can't kick it at all.
No.
If I can't check these three boxes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that's more about me, not you.
Yeah.
This is the benchmark that I live by.
Yeah.
So you could have done something, but if I can't manage the slate to where you get all this in the package deal when we freeze.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yes.
It's literally all or nothing. If I can use that in the space of this conversation.
Yes.
It's all or nothing. I don't have any part-time friends. I'm all in or I'm all out. I know a lot of people. And if you're not a friend, it doesn't mean you're an enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, and Angie talked about it on a previous episode that I'm a lover of people. I'm just going to shock everybody that I'm an extrovert. Shock. So now you know. I'm a natural lover to people. I'll talk to a wall. I love people. But I will put everybody, like Angie's brother, everybody in the friend bucket. Mm-hmm. But as life keeps lifing, it will teach you everybody don't get a friend t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest part. You got to be okay with that.
Yes.
So now where I'm in my life, and I'll end with this, is when God shows me, I thank him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in my offense, like you said, even in my hurt.
Thank you.
Even in my, sheesh, I did not see that blind arrow coming.
Yeah.
But Holy Spirit, thank you.
Thank you.
For revealing. So now I know how to properly place that person and keep my heart thorn free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Before we go to Dereese, there's a book I love. It's a Covey book. It's called The Speed of Trust.
Yes. Yes.
That's a phenomenal book. It would teach us a lot, even though it's more corporate, but it has a lot to do with personal relationships across the board. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Dereese, now I want to throw the ball over to you about trust, respect, and honor, even when we're in a place of there's been something, there's been a breach, there's been a place where we're in unforgiveness. Where does that come in?
I think it's a choice. It's a decision.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Trust, respect, and honor is a decision. And as Ken was talking, I was thinking about how many people don't have trust, respect, and honor, but still will say someone's a friend.
Yeah.
So you're still calling them a friend.
Wow.
But one of the three is gone, or you're choosing not one of the three from either side is gone. So the trust, respect, and honor, I think about the scripture, honor thy mother and thy father, because just in different situations in life for me, I remember just talking with the Lord and saying, it doesn't say if they or if they haven't.
There it is.
There wasn't anything behind that. Mm-hmm. So how he's taught me is it's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to trust, respect, and honor. And if there is a breach, some of those things are trust exactly what people are telling you and showing you.
Yeah.
Not what they're saying or they want you to hear or say, trust exactly what people are showing you and maybe not saying to you. Honor because you choose to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had to learn how to honor position when I couldn't honor the person.
Yeah,
that's it.
And that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit and allow abuse. Mm-hmm. It just means I don't need to be dishonorable.
Yeah, not at all.
Yes. And respect is also a choice, right?
Yeah.
It's a decision. And that took some maturity for me to just understand. These are decisions that you fully and wholly own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Completely.
Completely. That's on you.
Completely.
And it's not because of. You make the decision.
Yep.
And you stick with the decision. And whatever decision you make, you own that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's absolutely so. It's so phenomenal. You own that decision because it's just some of us are habits of creature. When we get up in the morning, put our right leg in first, or the lefties put their left leg in first.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that we made a conscious decision, unconscious decision to do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so is trust, honor, and respect. You don't disrespect a person that you call a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dishonor a person that you call a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, no matter what the conversation is, no matter what happened, everyone must be left with their dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you have any type of heart before the Lord and you dishonor someone with your mouth, I think you should question if that doesn't bother you. You know how some people say, well, the Lord didn't say anything, but you just disrespected that person. You belittled them. Mm-hmm. You made them seem small, feel small, look small. You tore them apart limb by limb. And did it bother you?
Right.
That's not a friend.
Yeah.
That's not a friend. I ain't even a coworker.
Yeah.
Most coworkers at least, you know, pull a chair back from their cubicle and be like, I'm sorry about it. I said that inside the meeting. Yeah. You know, at least.
Yeah.
But you don't, that's tough. Mm-hmm. And then you hear someone say, but you're my friend and I love you.
I think people actually think that you're my friend and I love you based on their understanding of that. Like, maybe you haven't had the experience of having a true friend or a trust, honor, and respect. Because it's because now I see it. I'm like, what?
Right. It just makes those like, what in the world?
You just tore them down and you want me to trust you now? Yeah,
that's another thing. Mm. And that's something that's going back to when I said I got those things coming and I was like, whew, but I saw them act that way towards other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And girl, you thought it wasn't going to come your way? Mm-hmm. Listen,
there
is a scripture we had on here that I want to bring out. It's Proverbs 25 and 28. Mm-hmm. I love this scripture. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
One of my favorites too.
That means if you have no control, self-control, flying off the handle, saying whatever, this, that, and the other, you're a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say, if you play with clowns, you're going to end up in the circus.
The OGs used to say that.
That's what they said.
Showing up.
Play with clowns, you're going to end up in the circus with a bunch of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, before we get ready to close, just briefly, if we can just touch on this last one, which is championing through the breach with grieving. A lot of times we don't think that grieving is for a friendship breakup.
Yeah.
We grieve when our animals die.
Uh-huh.
So how do we think there isn't any type of grieving if I had a breakup with a bestie or someone that I slid down the wall with or someone that, you know, I you know, just some stuff we've gone through together over years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, Kim.
Well, Dorice mentioned it on a previous episode that you have to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You first have to acknowledge even the grief.
Yeah.
You know, because think about when you fired or cut people off. You know, I'm good. I'm not tripping. You know,
you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You are, actually.
Yeah, you are.
You're responsible.
Yeah.
You are tripping.
You are tripping.
Actually, you are tripping. You're
yeah.
You are bad. You're
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just recognizing. Bad. And even it could be hard, just the intimacy of you to you to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This gutted me like a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
This was the worst kind of friendly fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this person could, I don't know if y'all might have these kind of friends or you had the previous life.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that person could open the vault and bury my character.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
That's how many secrets you got.
They know.
That's how many corners we turn together.
Yes, exactly. You know?
So that hurts. So acknowledging that, oh my God, I'm devastated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My champion is going to have to come through divorcing myself from the breach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You
mentioned something earlier about separating from the outcome. And this a person in my professional network said, you know, you can have goals or march toward a goal. I think it fits here.
Uh-huh.
But he divorced yourself from the outcome.
Yes. Yes. Totally.
So you should have a goal.
Yeah.
Right.
But since I can't control the other side,
exactly.
It's not part of my controllable.
Right.
I can detach from that.
Yeah.
So the champion's route, like what happened? Where was the breakdown? Is there any self-ownership in there?
Yeah. Yep.
Did that person change? Did I change? But the biggest curve I had to walk through is divorcing myself from what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Ah. Yeah.
But I shared on the previous episode about the friend I lost for 17 years.
Wow.
Because I was committed to being married to the offense.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I would never, not even 17 minutes. Yeah. I would never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't get the time back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's my champions of self-reflection. What happened in divorcing myself from this horrible thing happened. Where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something we are both willing to work together to salvage?
Uh-huh.
Or did the relationship reach its maturation period?
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's the case.
And that is okay.
That is okay. So, Dorice, before we get ready to go, can you just bring out what the grieving would look like, just to help some people understand that this is you're grieving and it's okay.
Yeah, I would say for me, it looks like grief in other spaces. I personally didn't recognize it at that initially. The quietness, the crying for me, I'm emotional. I will cry. The sitting down, sometimes the disconnect, right? Being careful of a depression. Mm-hmm. That may try to creep in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting and like assessing, like before you get to the assessment, the ownership, or that things may be happening and that you're grieving and that, you know, it may be like a separation or a depression or a sadness, you know, a sadness, your heart is hurting, the gut punch, the gut feeling, right? But you don't recognize it was because of a friendship that was ending.
Yeah.
And it's like, so then all the things you would do to heal that space because you didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
That you're not doing those other things and you keep on living life, but life has a way of coming back. Your body has a way of saying, no, we got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Right. So if you don't intentionally deal with it, you're probably going to unintentionally deal with it in some ways that you're not expecting.
Yeah, because we embody what we go through, our experiences. Mm-hmm. We embody, literally, there's a chemical that's released.
Yeah.
Every experience that causes an emotional reaction, a chemical is released, but it's these things are supposed to happen for good. And it doesn't know, oh, this is something bad happening or this is something good. Our body just knows how to work as the Lord has created it to do. So when it releases, it's releasing something for a memory.
Yes.
I want you to remember that. Oh my God, that was a heightened emotion because we need heightened emotions even for good things. Mm-hmm. So it's like that was a heightened emotion. Mm-hmm. So we're going to remember that. So that's why we're able to just remember these things, remember in our body embodies that grief and pain. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody else, one of you today about I was someplace and all of a sudden I just got mad. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
No.
What's going on? Why am I mad?
Yeah.
Who's mad around here?
Yeah.
Because we embody things. And I think the lack of understanding, number one, who we are as human beings, our bodies, how God made us. We fumble in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
We fumble forgiveness. We fumble grieving. We fumble friendship. We fumble all these things that we really don't have to fumble.
Right.
But if we would just take the time to learn and take the time to understand, who he's made us, how he's made us, and how to truly love according to the grace and the mercy.
Mercy
that he has given us. So that's it for right now. We thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Come Sit Down Show.